So I've been clean from porn for more than 5 years now, and there's one really simple mental framework that I want to give to you that you can use when you're really feeling urged and triggered to go back to porn.
Hey, you're listening to the Quit Porn, Achieve More podcast, where we talk about how to break free from porn quickly and easily so that you can finally live with integrity, confidence, and focus on bigger and better things. My name is Ben Uyama, and I gave up porn more than 5 years ago after battling it alone for most of my life. I've been married for more than 12 years, we have 3 kids, and I've been helping men quit porn one-on-one for more than 10 years now. Let's get started.
This is something that I used for a long time, especially in the beginning when I was quitting, and I was really struggling because I couldn't figure out how to backtrack from when you do like engage, these thought patterns and these fantasies about watching porn, how do you backtrack that? So I want to give you a mental framework, a mental thought pattern that really, really works, and it's really simple. And we've seen a lot of success with in our program with guys who are using this, so they seem to appreciate it. So I want to share it with you guys right here. Okay, so the first thing to do when you're feeling, identifying that moment where you feel like, okay, today something's off. Today something's a little different. Something I'm feeling like I'm gonna act out. I feel like I'm gonna slip down this mountain into the rabbit hole of eventually binge watching porn, right? So the first thing you got to do is you've got to label the emotion that you're feeling that day, okay? Now, the reason that labeling the emotion is critical and important is because your porn habit has very little to do with the external triggers that you see, right? Like, it's nothing to do with the thumbnail you saw on YouTube or the video you saw on Instagram or that photo you saw or that person you saw at the mall or at the gym. Those are external factors. Those are external triggers. The actual trigger that's causing you to feel this urge is an emotional state that you're in when you see that trigger, right? Because sometimes when you go on Instagram, you notice all the stuff. Or when you go to the mall, you notice all the stuff. And sometimes you also don't, like last week. And you think about, why is it that sometimes you're more susceptible to fantasizing and being triggered by the external events, but sometimes on other occasions you are not so triggered, right? So that means it's nothing to do with the external factor, but it's actually everything to do with your internal state when you see that. Okay, so that's why labeling the negative emotion that you're feeling is the most important thing in those moments. Because also, the reason that most people use porn is to alleviate an emotion such as stress, anxiety, frustration, boredom, shame, etc., depression, right? So you name it, you label it, and usually there's one single emotion that people try to alleviate through going to porn. Sometimes it's stress or anxiety. Those seem to be the most common ones. Sometimes boredom is a very common one for some of the guys too, right? So you label it and you say in your brain, you have to say it out loud or in your brain and make it really clear.
Today I'm feeling anxious. Right now I'm feeling anxious.
And then you say,
and it's okay. Today, right now, I'm feeling anxious, and that's okay.
And the reason that's important to say it's okay is because the feeling of being anxious is actually not a negative. Shocker, right? The emotion that you're experiencing is not a negative. All emotions are a human condition. All emotions are a God-given state that we have. There's a reason that we experience these emotions. It's not a bad thing. And the problem with labeling an emotion as bad or negative or the wrong feeling is that you create this binary of, if I'm sad, it's bad. If I'm happy, it's good. If I'm frustrated, it's bad. If I'm angry, it's bad. It's not a bad thing. It's not a negative thing, right? So you say, I'm feeling anxious right now, and that's okay. However, the big caveat here is that it is bad, it is terrible and detrimental when you go to porn in those moments without ever feeling or understanding why you experienced that emotion in the first place. That's what's dangerous. That's what's wrong. It's when you run away from the emotion, you squash it down, and you never address it. That's where the disaster happens, because if you do that over many years in a long period of time, you never actually learn how to deal with emotions like anxiety, like stress, and you always find that the easiest solution to experience those in a very temporary and instant way is to go back to porn, is to go to a screen, is to go to social media, and eventually that's going to lead you down that rabbit hole, right? So that is the framework. You say, I'm feeling anxious, and that's okay. And then you have to figure out why you're feeling that emotion today. I'm feeling anxious because this morning I had an argument with my wife, or because I got an email from my boss and it made me feel anxious. Why did that make me feel anxious? So that's the third step, is you got to figure out why you're feeling that emotion.
Hey, if you're getting something good from this episode, let me know so I can make more content just like this for you guys. And it would mean the world to me if you could leave a 5-star review, because the only way that this podcast spreads around is through word of mouth. So a review would go a long way, and it only takes you like 10 seconds to do. All right, thanks, back to the show.
And the last thought pattern you can have to really slay this monster for good in that very moment is you have to give yourself a mantra that you say. It's like your game plan. It's the thing that you're planning to say to yourself when you're feeling those emotions. For example, for me, the thing I told myself was, that's not an effing option. And I used the actual F word in my mind. And sometimes I said it out loud, right? When I thought my brain was trying to tell me,
go back to porn. It's good. It's fine. You're going to be all right. A little porn never hurt anyone.
And when my brain was saying that, I told myself, that's not an effing option. That's not an option for me. This is another one that another guy in our program uses, right? I've come too far to go back to porn. There's too much at stake. Or another one you can say is, I don't need that. I don't need that. And that's something I use occasionally too. It's like, I don't need that. Even when this remote thought comes to my mind and I start to even engage with it slightly, I can say that, I don't need that. And the reason that's powerful is because you are reasoning with your brain, your logical brain that's trying to get you back to the dopamine hits, right, of going back to porn, because your brain thinks without porn, you're going to die or something like that. And you can say that because your brain can reason with you, and your brain starts making the justifications like, oh, you need porn because you're anxious, because you're stressed, because you're bored. And if you watch porn, it'll fix all of your issues. And then you can say, hey, brain, I don't need that. That's not an effing option. Sorry. And your brain has no option but to back away and say, okay, yeah, you're right. We actually want the same thing. And when you reason with your brain in that way, you can back off, and that's how you backtrack, even if you have made mistakes in this process, right? From where your emotional state, which I talked about, which is the original trigger you experience, to all the way to you making a decision about, do you engage and watch porn or not? There's a lot of stuff that happens in between. There are a lot of micro decisions you make. There are a lot of micro adjustments to your behavior and to your thought patterns that happen there. And the problem is, people who are steeped into a porn addiction, they go very quickly from emotional trigger to watching porn. Emotional trigger, watching porn. Anxious, porn. Stressed, porn. Frustrated, porn. Horny, porn. Aroused, porn. And so they create this pattern of them never figuring out, why do I feel this way? And they're never able to identify those little micro decisions and thought patterns that they have that led them there in the first place. So it really comes down, this is what porn mastery is about, guys. This is what recovery is about. It really comes down to identifying earlier on, like early on in your day, like, oh, I'm feeling really stressed out. Or noticing, like, oh, I noticed that I am looking at a bunch of women on the street today. Why is that? Or noticing, like, oh, today I'm really irritable and stressed out. Oh, I'm really snappy at my wife or my kids. Oh, I feel really stressed out because of work today and I didn't yesterday. Why is that? So that's catching it earlier on. And that, my friends, is emotional awareness. And that, my friends, is the key to recovery, is catching it earlier on so you're not just spiking back and forth all day. And this is why some guys can go one day and watch multiple times. Have you ever wondered why that happens, guys? It's because you've trained yourself to spike in your emotional state so quickly and then immediately relieve that emotion with porn. So you can be like, I'm feeling angry, porn. Now I feel shamed because of my porn habit, because I acted out, go to porn, relax. And then I feel guilty because I acted out. And how do I eliminate guilt? Porn. And then I feel bored because I don't know what to do with my day. Porn. It's like this constant back and forth. And it's because as long as you don't understand your emotional state, you will always have porn in your life. This is why NoFap, just through willpowering through it, does not work. It's because you will always be counting the days until your next slip up, because you've never figured out why you have the porn habit in the first place.
Hey, are you feeling frustrated at yourself for still keeping porn in your life and you're ready to finally get serious? Trust me, guys, I've been there. Well, you're in luck, because I have a completely free training that you can take right now at benuyama.com. In that training, I explain the exact 3-step process I personally use to quit porn and help other men do the same quickly and easily. Don't believe it? Check it out for yourself right now at benuyama.com, and I'll see you in the next episode.